are going to push it back one more day for the consultation meeting.
What are some of the reasons that might have compelled EGA to push the meeting for 9th of this month?
Usually it's more about, you know, there are some few technicalities that are around that, you know, especially the logistics and things like that. So we tend to also have this meeting visit the IGAD Council of Ministers that will take place after one day. So we are expecting also the Council of Ministers to meet on the 10th of November under the consultation meeting to take place on the 8th.
What are some of the agendas for this consultative meeting on the 9th of November, this coming Saturday?
Mainly it will be evolving around the issue of what is going to happen on the end of the extended period. So this is going to be a consultation meeting regarding on this outstanding issues and how to proceed for the expiration date.
There is a meeting also that has happened in Entebbe in Uganda. How will this Entebbe meeting complement this expected meeting happening on Saturday?
Certainly, there are a lot of parallel efforts that is happening. And certainly this will be some meeting that we are also expecting something from. And actually it will have some effects to how we proceed with the consultation meeting of the party.
And November 12th is just around the corner, next Tuesday, where the Artigon is supposed to be formed. What next for IGAD? What are the expectations?
The November 12th, this is how where we are, and exactly that is the question for all of us, including the parties to the agreement to decide on. And, you know, all this will be something that we are very much looking forward to the outcome of this meeting.
The SPLM-IO are saying that they will not take part in the expected formation of Artigon on the 12th of November because of the reasons they have cited, like the implementation of Chapter 2, the number of states and their boundaries. Has IGAD received any official notification from the SPLM-IO that they will not take part in the formation of Artigon?
Well, you see, this has been an outstanding issue, and it's been there for some time.
People will be really wondering if at all the parties agree to extend the pre-transitional period, I don't know about how many months. What effect will it have on the entire transitional process?
I really don't want to get into that, but, you know, there are a lot of challenges that has happened within this extended period. We are not ruling out some extensions going to happen, but, you know, these are matters that are right now on the table where all the parties and that will be, you know, discussing. So it's going to be deliberated on.
What are the thoughts of IGAD about this co-guarantor's involvement in the mediation process? Is there any coordination between you, IGAD, and the co-guarantors? Because now we are seeing Sudan and Uganda getting involved deeply in the process, and leaving aside the IGAD mediators. Is there any coordination process happening between you and the co-guarantors?
Yes, and as you know, that this is an IGAD member state that well chosen to lead this process and to be champion for the agreement itself. So, of course, we do have one agreement and coordination within our organization. So this is very much complementary to all the other efforts that are happening.